Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Ruth Rolisoff.
Hi, thank you, John.
And we've had two wonderful, wonderful guests so far, starting with Carmine DeSena, who was talking in reference to stress management. And then, of course, Congressman Tom Suozzi, who told us why we should be stressed. but no, really, it was really, this is our first live show of the year, and two tremendous guests coming up with the third. And we're here now with Andrew Cohen, who is the administrator of TRI, and Susan Pfeiffer, who is a director of vocational services at TRI. And TRI is the Rehabilitation Institute.
That's right.
And it's just a wonderful organization. As time goes on, I even was involved recently, which is tremendous. We also have Tracy Sweet with us. And Tracy is a recent graduate.
About two years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Who went through the program. So actually, since Andrew's the closest one, I'm going to start with Andrew to talk about TRI. We're going to go to Tracy and Susan.
I think it's pronounced try.
That is correct. And we just want to thank you for having us back. We're always delighted to be here on your radio program and talk about Project Independence, which is just, you know, that last segment was a great segue for us because, you know, we can vouch, this is, I think, our eighth year as a partner with Project Independence, and we can really vouch for, you know, the effectiveness of this program. And, you know, no matter what side of the aisle you're on, this is a wonderful program that's benefited a lot of people, a lot of seniors here in the town of North Hempstead. And we have Tracy here because it also benefits the individuals that we train and support at TRI. So we're really looking forward to hearing what Tracy has to say and hearing his success story. But again, it's our eighth year, you know, assisting seniors in the town of North Hempstead, and I know, John, we were able to assist you not too long ago.
Yeah, pre-Christmas, and you'll be back in a week or so.
That's it.
But I haven't made that phone call yet. But really, I mean, the three people came to my house with a supervisor, which I had never known what the system was, and I finished within an hour and a half. I think you were actually having a holiday party that afternoon.
That's right. That's right, yeah.
And, but talk about, you know, I don't remember their names. I said hello to everybody. Yeah. And the supervisor.
Is this the help at home program?
Yeah, yeah. And they were absolutely polite, smart. They did it. I asked them, I told them what I needed done, and they took care of it. They said we were to do it. It was three of them, and I forget what the name of it was. You know, like I said, everybody bringing boxes down.
Yeah.
It was like, I'll go down so far, give it to you, you take it the rest of the way. Water brigade or whatever they call that type of thing. Anyway, but I'm talking about gentlemen, polite. You know, I think they took water. I said, what do you want? You want coffee? You want soda? I said, no. I think they want to leave them. I gave them a bottle of water. But anybody would come back and chat, which was really the most important thing. So I've been talking about you for years, but seeing it firsthand, it was just really, you know, all three of them and the supervisor and I were just hanging out talking. But it really was. It was a tremendous experience. And any senior would be very comfortable.
And Tracy was one of the men a few years ago. That's what he was doing in terms of doing the work. We have a maintenance program, and Tracy will speak to that, where we train them. And the ability to go and use your skills out in the community is really a benefit for us. So, Trace, maybe you want to talk a little bit about.
Let's go, Tracy.
Big moment.
Project Independent. It's a wonderful program. You know, you learn a lot. You're around a wonderful. You're around a
lot of seniors.
Around a lot of seniors, and at first they really don't warm up to you as well as you would like them to. But the longer you stay around them, they're very wonderful people, lovable, and really, really nice people once they warm up to you. And
maybe talk about some of the things you did when you got into their homes.
Well,
some of the
when
jobs.
We got into their homes, you know, they needed windows repaired, cleaned, gutters cleaned, vacuum.
I know you installed some safety bars.
Safety bars.
And you were trained in all this and TRI?
Yes, yes.
It's wonderful.
Yes, toilet. You know, leaks fixed. You know, they trained us on a whole slew of things.
Anything that really makes a home safe for a senior to be able to age in place.
Yeah.
And I think one of the things you and all the men talk about is sometimes it's just nice to get in to know people, and they like to have conversations.
Yeah, they like to talk. And one, I'm a talker also, and sometimes I will hurry up and finish and make sure everything's in place, and just to sit there and chat with them. You know, that made a difference for me and for them also. You know,
oh, just definitely to, for them.
Just to sit there and, you know, hear. Prime example, I sat there with an older gentleman, and we was talking about his time in the service. And I was like, they told me, let's go. And I was like, hold on.
And because I spent he like, needed that.
Yeah.
He needed to talk about he it when he it. Was young.
Yeah, he needed it, and I needed it also, because I'm like, it's like you go to a movie, and you're like, you know what I mean? Like, wow, mind-blowing, you know? And then I didn't really want to leave because he had me, like, glued, like, tell me more.
Uh-huh.
And we was bouncing off each other, you know? I was giving him a little bit of my story, and he was giving me a lot of his story. So, you know, I was like, one day, I would like to, you know, come visit you again. But my time was up in the program.
You really did a good deed.
Yeah, and it made me feel really well, you know what I mean, to have a conversation with someone that I never even met before. They made me feel so comfortable, and I made them feel so comfortable. And
well, you were two people that would never have met under any other circumstances,
exactly.
So it was nice for both of you.
Yeah.
And now, Tracy, because of your training at TRI and your experiences with Project Independence, why don't you tell us where you're at today?
Well, I'm at Free Family Residence in Ascension and Bethpage. Again, I'm around a great bunch of people, staff, clients, and all. I mean, it's like...
Your full-time maintenance,
right? And it's unbelievable.
That's wonderful.
You know,
really
and,
wonderful.
Yeah, in my life, I never could imagine that it's so many caring people out there in the world that really, really, really cares about you. And I look forward to going to work every day, and every day is a different challenge. But, you know, it's someone there to always make whatever you're going through tad bit easier. If I don't know something, somebody's always there to take me by my hand and go, no, we do it like this.
And, is that a job coach?
Yes. It's not a job coach. It's like, just if
you
I don't
need a coach. At this
no,
point
I don't need a coach.
Got it.
It's like, if I don't know something, don't understand something, there's always someone there to make me, nah, the correct word, I.
Coach.
Encourage me to do it the right way, and opposed to doing it the sloppy way, where it is doing it my way. Just put it together and just walk away from it. You know, it's like someone's there, like, nah.
You know what Tracy is now? Now, listening to the story, and prior to you coming on, was Congressman Swazi talking about the importance to have professionals, but in all different sectors
absolutely.
Of life. Mm-hmm. You are one of those professionals. You're making your life better,
yes.
But you're also making the life better of those people you touch. And you're the consummate professional because you can actually do a job, things that I couldn't do, but you can do it caringly and compassionately. And when the person finishes talking to you, they're happy with whatever you just did. But they're also happy they met you. What this is wonderful.
Yeah.
I said Congressman Swazi was a good warm-up act for us to talk about. I appreciated him coming. Just about the trades, and not only the trades, but our partnership with you, because it's a win-win for us. It's a win-win for you. The seniors get the services they need. They're allowed to age in place, and yet our students are able to go out and see what their trades can do in terms of changing a life. They see how important it is. They take pride. We hopefully teach them to be professionals in what they do, and they see the outcome for what their work does and how it enables somebody to be able to live
That's
a good
right.
and decent life. So in the end, isn't that what we wish for everybody?
Yeah, it's like, what would be the word I'm looking for? You help me, I help you.
Mm-hmm. It's reciprocal.
Right.
Yeah. And it's just a wonderful feeling, you know what I mean? Just
well, why don't you tell them the big change in your life? Who's sitting outside?
My fiance, Janine, is sitting outside. Throughout the things that I went through in life, you know, I give thanks to God first, TRI second, the staff at TRI. because
try is pretty close to God.
Yes, yes.
Depending on the day.
When I got to try, I was broken. And thanks to the staff at try, mainly to Susan Pfeiffer.
Yes.
You know, when I first got to try, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know if I was going to stay. I was going to go. I had a meltdown my first day there. And because I didn't understand what they put in front of me with the altitude test. Yeah. And the first part of the test, I just breezed through it. Pretty much I was in the middle, and I had I got overwhelmed, and I started crying like a big baby. And I was, So then when they got Miss Fife, never met the lady before in my life, and she came and wiped my tears away and said, just come back tomorrow, you'll be fine. And just follow my lead, and you'll be fine. And I followed her lead, and I am a success story. And I'm so proud to be sitting here right now with her and Mr. Cohen. It's amazing. My life is, I couldn't speak more about my life. My life is wonderful. I still have the bumps and bruises, but I know how to get through them now because I didn't. You know, I have a wonderful, wonderful fiance that I love very, very much.
Tracy, you might be proud, but I think, and I can speak for Ruth and myself and Victoria and Christina, we're honored to have you on the show. It really, this is a tremendous story.
Thank you.
And we're going to hear more of it. What we're going to do is we're going to have to take a break, but we're going to come right back. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.